Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think if they cancel other people and keep them canceled, they should keep him canceled. Someone gets canceled for a tweet. He's talking about someone who got murdered, okay. Assassinated.
Yeah, it's still a lot of reaction out there on the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel. And he spoke out for the first time today. Plus, remember that billion-dollar hole in LA's budget that had more than 1,000 jobs on the chopping block? Well, just like that, it's patched. At least for now. Hi, everyone, and happy Tuesday. I'm Vivi Lanube-Gabriel, and welcome back to the LA Locals, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. All right, so we're going to start with Jimmy Kimmel. He spoke out for the first time since his suspension. Ahead of his TV return today, he shared a photo on Instagram with the late Norman Lear, calling him a First Amendment hero in writing, missing this guy today. And obviously, we're just hours away from his return, Jimmy Kimmel Live. We now know who the guest will be. The show has announced that Glenn Powell and Sarah McLachlan will be on tonight's show, which is filmed here in Hollywood. McLachlan is promoting an ABC News documentary about the woman-led festival that she founded. She obviously stood behind Kimmel over the weekend, and she and others decided not to perform at the documentary's premiere after Disney's decision to suspend Kimmel. As you probably know, that happened after Kimmel made these comments about Charlie Kirk's murder.
New lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points.
Yeah, so the FCC chair then appeared to threaten ABC on a podcast. Here's a little bit of that.
I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Carr is now saying he never threatened Disney, so the show is back. But that doesn't mean everyone will be able to watch it. Sinclair and Nexstar, two companies that own dozens of ABC affiliates throughout the country, have announced they will not air it. We talked to Wall Street Journal entertainment reporter Joe Flint about what that means.
Nexstar has a very large deal that will go before the FCC. It hasn't yet, but a $6.2 billion acquisition of a company called Tegna that owns TV stations. Sinclair doesn't have any current deals before the FCC, but any local broadcaster like Tegna and Sinclair, they're always doing some sort of business with the FCC. They're renewing licenses. They're trying to build new facilities, lots of things that need government approval. So the idea that Carr would pressure broadcast licensees about content certainly can be seen as having a potential chilling effect.
And President Trump has repeatedly framed the whole thing this way.
You know what suspended him? His talent. You know what else is really what? Take a look at this guy, his rating.
We spoke with Deadline's Dominic Patton, who said TV ratings don't really matter now when it comes to late night shows. Today, it's about viral clips, play on streaming services, and having the most MC special programs like award shows.
Every year for decades, ABC, when they do their upfronts in front of all the advertisers in New York, they have Jimmy Kimmel come out and roast all of them. And they love it. So if you're looking at simply the business model of late night, it's very successful because it is one of the few things that a TV network in 2025 can use to spread across all its platforms as a brand coherent strategy. And that is real money in the bank.
Yeah, so no late night host now will ever get the ratings. For example, Johnny Carson did, but that's because there was no internet and there are only three major networks. So clearly a lot has changed since then. All right. It was a shock when we heard it. LA suddenly had $1 billion budget deficit, and that might mean more than 1,000 layoffs. Well, just as suddenly, it's fixed, kind of, sort of. And now those layoffs won't happen.
Earlier this year, the city of Los Angeles faced the terrible prospect of having to lay off more than 1,000 city employees due to LA's billion-dollar budget deficit. Now Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says that crisis has been averted, that they were able to transfer all the people who were at risk of being pink-slipped to other city-owned entities like LAX and the Port of Los Angeles. But while jobs have been saved, the city of Los Angeles is still in potentially a precarious financial situation.
No, best case scenario is we'll be able to, the economy will get a little better and we'll be able to not have the deficits that we did before. However, we all know that especially coming out of Washington, we don't know what to expect.
City Administrative Officer Matt Szabo, in this same press conference here at LA City Hall, said there would be regular updates to council on the city's revenues. They're projected to decline in some areas, like hotel occupancy tax revenue, and inflation remains a huge threat that could plunge Los Angeles into deeply troubled financial territory.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Do you go about your day sometimes and feel like you're on autopilot? I mean, I do, I'll be honest. Well, that's what a new study actually says. So our daily routine is what? We wake up, we check our phone, we brush our teeth, we drive to work. It's all rinse and repeat. So now researchers say most of the time, 90% to be exact, we don't even think about it. Scientists say 9 out of 10 things we do a day are automatic. Age, gender, married, not married, had zero impact on a person's general routine. The study finds analysis found that the only behavior that was different, drumroll please, exercise. Yep, I said it. Working out was less likely to be performed automatically. So there you go. I guess this is the sign that I needed to go to the gym. You should too, okay? I'll check in next time and you'll tell me if you did or not. All right, that's going to do it for this LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. See you next time. I'm Vivian Lanou-Gabriel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.